Call the meeting to order. Can I get a motion on the minutes?
Make a motion.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Keith, you're up.
Okay, financials are here at June 30th. At June 30th, we have a total amount of cash of $13,193,000, $3,494,000, of which $10,262,000 is related. Only less than $3 million is available for quick funds, and of that $3 million, we have about $1.6 million committed.
Question? Linda?
Yes.
Quick, before Linda gets in. Have you got a motion to adjourn?
Morning. I was just saying, where's the DVP?
Don't have it coming, man.
All right. So on the recording and filing dates, one item that is highlighted is the payments to the Westchester municipalities for O&M. We have to renew that agreement, so I'm not sure how long that will take.
But it's in the works.
Yes. So there's the right of objection letter out there, and so we're just waiting on that.
Done the right of objection letter. I guess I would like in writing exactly what it is you're proposing, how if there's an additional $750,000 amount, there's about $221,000 that is outstanding. And so I guess, you know, if you want the $221,000 to be put in for another 5 years, so just sort of what the parameters are, what it is that you're requesting. Once you do that, it should not be a heavy lift in terms of our legal department to get this done, but it will have to go in front of the board. Hopefully we can get it in front of the board as early as September, because I don't think it's going to be a heavy lift.
All right, so I had a question on that, and I saw the email yesterday. Do you want that coming from the Housing Watershed or from the Westchester communities?
It's supposed to be Marshall.
Okay.
The corporation.
Corey, is it possible to do something to this sound? Because I'm having a little trouble picking people up.
Who, can you hear Millie, or is it just, is that the further people away that's struggling?
It's a little verbally.
It is, okay, give me a second. We're trying to do microphone setup right now and make it better, and it's being weird already.
Sorry, I didn't mean to keep interrupting.
No, it's all good. Thank you for pointing it out.
Is it echoing?
Are you having echo, or is it just verbally?
She just froze. It could be on her end.
Yeah, it looks like you're freezing a little bit, Chris, so maybe...
Mine is always perfect.
You are always perfect, that is true. All right, can you hear better now? Does it sound good, or any different?
A little better.
Okay.
That's somebody under the bridge.
Millie, can you say something?
Hello, hello, hello.
Millie, can you talk back there?
Hello.
It's a little better.
Hey, Chris.
That yeah, that's a little better.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, thank you. Continue.
Thank you.
Kevin?
Well, two things.
Sure.
Two things.
Okay, so we, excuse me. We sent about 755 kilograms. We are in construction on, active construction on two of the four projects that are listed in green at the top. We continue to push forward the rest to be entering into construction for this calendar year. Still optimistic, some may branch over into the spring, which is to expected, particularly Longfellow Drive in Kent, which is, as you guys know, a larger project and part of a larger negotiation with permitting and the property owner. We're expecting the few projects at the bottom in pink to continue along the postponed section. If we can address those in future iterations of the program, we will, but currently it's the expectation that we won't be able to move forward with those. We will continue, however, out of that group to work with Lewisboro and see if we can get a conclusion on Terry the Drive and
yep.
see what else mm-hmm. we can do there, because We still do feel there's a good project there that can get executed, but as it's been presented in the past, there's a few property owner hurdles that we're going to manage.
Yeah, let's regroup on that and
yeah.
We'll figure out.
I think it's good. Yeah.
Yep.
That's all.
Who's doing all that?
So the O&M is we continue to log with inspections of all sites. Corey and Sophie have been working together to update all inspections. I believe Sophie is going to be with us until the 15th of August. And any leftover projects at that point will wrap up for inspections in the fall. As Millie addressed a moment ago, there's some leftover conversations we had about the funding that's available for the Westchester County municipalities covering their share of the O&M program. We can discuss how that's going to lay out, if that new agreement will only cover O&M, or if perhaps the corporation needs additional funding for living and continuing on, whether or not it would make sense to expand any new IMAs that get written with Westchester County. But for the time being, we will continue. We encourage everybody to move forward with their O&M and see how we look at the end of the year.
I would like to reiterate that we are using new forms starting this year. Please use them, please submit them. There is information on how to use them on our website, in our O&M documents, and within the actual form itself, on how to use the form and everything. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, reach out. Thank you.
And I am hearing nothing.
Jan, can you hear us? Good? Chris, you can still hear us, right? We're good? Hello?
Is that the mic we're using right there?
There's two mics now. There's the little bird and then the tiny mic that was with it to expand.
The little bird and the tiny mic.
Chris, can you hear us still?
Oh, yeah, now I can.
Okay.
Sorry. Weird. It seems difficult.
Okay.
Are you on the agenda?
Yes.
Yes, so I wanted to recommend that you add to the Board of Directors agenda the amendments to the corporation agreement with the VQIP fund. It seems that we will have potentially funds that be rolled over to the 11/15 period. We previously, in 2016, amended the agreements to roll them over to the 6/10 period. So I think we would need to follow the same process, which means I think we would have to request that approval from the respective legislatures and then sign the amendment to the agreement as we did in the past. And Millie's there, right?
Yes.
You may want to speak to that.
I actually was having a hard time hearing you at the beginning, Chris. Can you just repeat that part?
Yeah, so this relates to the use of the WQIP funds, rolling that forward again to the 11/15 period.
Yes.
And so we would need to formally amend that agreement for use of those funds. That was done in 2016.
Yes.
So we would follow the same process.
We would... Yes, we would follow the same process, meaning it would... Actually, I think that it was amended in 2019 was the last time.
Was it? Do you want to send me something? Because I have 2016.
Yeah, I'll send you the IMA when I get back to my office.
Yeah, this is the corporation agreement. You may be talking about another agreement.
Oh, you're talking about the corporation agreement. Yes, I would think that would also have to be amended.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think we need to have the board approve the amendment, and then perhaps this board could informally request consideration of that amendment. What do you need in order to start that process on your end, Millie?
I think that if you So if the board approves the amendment, then I would just need a copy of that approval.
Okay.
I think that is all that we used in the past.
Can we give you the draft amendment and the draft resolution in advance so that you can start to work that
yes.
through your review? Okay.
Yes.
We will do that. Okay.
Chris, is there anything that needs to be done on the certificates of incorporation to update it for the new permit that came out? I just don't recall how that was written.
On the certificates of incorporation?
Yeah, well, when it was originally done, was it written in a way to address the pre-existing permit, or was it done for us just to satisfy water quality challenges that the municipalities have? Yeah, so
well, we already did process an amendment to the our corporate purposes. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but does that have to be updated at all for the new permit that came out? Does it have to reference the new permit that was released?
I don't think so. It had a reference to generically purposes.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question. Yeah.
No, it didn't ever reference a specific permit.
Right. I just want to also bring up, you're going to roll over water quality funds from years 6 to 10 to 11 through 15. There's also a letter agreement between the counties and DEP to DEP agreed to accept the reporting aspect of that from the counties. So that letter agreement would also need to be amended. I don't think that's a heavy lift either, but it's something that needs to be done.
Yes.
So there was somebody in their infinite wisdom decided the counties didn't want to take the reporting that DEP would be responsible for, and that's it was a separate letter agreement outside of the agreements between the counties and the corporations. So that's where we are.
There any other agreements we need to talk about?
That was not my idea.
So, formally, Jenny, is that something that you will process internally? What do you need from us to begin to review something like, do you draft it, do we draft it?
I mean, ultimately, it's probably between the counties and DEP. I'm not sure exactly how that process would play out. I don't know who would initiate it. Maybe the counties can request it. Might be the best way to do it.
I'll look for that agreement, and you look for that agreement?
I have those agreements.
I mean, I theoretically should have them, but because this was done before my time.
Gotcha. I'll talk to them. I don't know who to talk to at Putnam County. All
right. Other agreements may need to be amended. The new MS4 permit requires specific language. I'm not so sure that we're not all going to have to redo our agreements and participate in East of Hudson.
Doesn't it depend on what East of Hudson's doing or RBA?
No. So the new permit has specific language that they want in any agreement, cooperative agreement between municipalities participating in East of Hudson. And so it's still on the radar for one of the work groups that we're going to do. All right. We're down out of business? Down out of business? Anybody got any other business you want to bring
business.
Up? Before
Morning.
Chris starts?
Before Chris can start and we can go into the business, I guess. What's Chris going to cover?
Chris, you want to talk about anything?
Well, I think I do have something to discuss probably in executive session regarding a particular contract matters regarding acquisition of an easement.
Well, before T starts, I thought I was coming in as members large when I got off as treasurer, so as opposed to I'm not really here. Yeah, it's not so fun. money for the work plan. We need to figure out how to fund this thing, or we're not going to have anything. We probably need, I was talking to Kevin earlier, we need $100,000 to $150,000 we need to work to get the thing done. And the money isn't going to be coming from the DEP, probably for
that's assuming that we're going to do a 5-year work plan.
Well, what are we doing this?
So far, what we've been doing is going year by year and getting it through by the DPC, by Tom Stump. Right?
No. We do a 5-year work plan and to address the permit requirement, and then every individual year we submit from that approved plan, we submit in a 1-year off of that.
Yeah, but most of the projects we're submitting at this point weren't even on that work plan.
True, but that's what we've been doing thus far.
So what I would like to do is push back on the DEC and just keep going year by year like we've been doing. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Which is what I tried to push for at the July work session, and she closed me down. And
who is she?
Christina. Christine G. Bennett. She said she didn't give it to us quick enough. It's not on the agenda.
Is it on the August 7th agenda?
Yeah, but now she's talking about pushing the August 7th meeting back.
Well, part of the problem we have is we don't have enough money to execute anything.
No, and so the issue becomes either we have to get the money from the counties.
Well, there's a couple of things. I don't know exactly what we can simply go out and tell each town we need to put this much money together to come up with a work plan. Now, if you want to do it, even if we're doing 1 year, I don't care, but some of the money that we have, the money we have now can't be used for that, correct?
We have nothing that can be used for that.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how we want to do that, go out and say everybody throws in 10 grand or something like that.
Well, we've got the old schedule where everybody, you know, contributes based on their obligation.
Well, that's easy. I just ran that too. And, I mean, if I'm for Westchester, I don't know what the obligation is for. I have this going back to year one.
Well, listen, yeah. I have it. We want to see if we can.
Well, I'm just trying to
better at 150 and, you know, plug that number in and send it out to everybody showing what you're.
Because I think that will at least pique everybody's interest in our problem right now. Because we're, you know, we could very rapidly just completely run out of cash and just dissolve, and that's not good for anybody. So I would think we talk to Tom Smith. Vinny is, I'm talking to DEP, but we're not going to see any money out of the $10 million for some period of time, I would think.
I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, and if we ask for a small amount at least to start prosecuting some.
Well, and you can't use it for that anyway.
Forget about the work. I'm just talking about doing work. If we needed to just start some projects.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
So the work plan, we can figure out how to get the money. It's not as much. It's 100 grand. We can even see if we get some press grants or go out to Tom Snow and do something to get it. But we need money to prosecute some of these things, to actually do the work and stuff.
I mean, in terms of that agreement, it needs to go through the registration process. It's not like we can just furnish you some money. So, I mean, that process. Me and Mike, they weren't probably very
well controlled. Well, so when do you think? Because what happens is we add a year onto whatever you tell us, right? Because that's usually what happens. So you're talking 2026.
No, I would suggest that once we come to terms on the document and we submit that, I would say 12 months from that point.
Okay.
It's a rough estimate, rule of thumb.
Vinny, what's the status of the turn on the latest draft that you guys were working on?
I was waiting for that question. I thought it was going to be here by today. It's not. It's imminent. It's almost there. Probably next week.
Once we get it from them, what other changes are we going to want in it? Do we have a lot of time?
We just agree to everything that we can throw across.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many times it's gone back and forth.
We've got to see what the changes are.
We got to see what they did with it. We have some issues that we've had to work through, and we don't know what they agreed with.
And we've got some issues we've got to talk about on the agreement with Tom Snow as well. So,
one of the to your question about the work plan, Rich, that agreement right now that we've been working with the DP on references one approved work plan to cover everything. So we're going to make that change, that agreement. We have to go back and address that agreement as well.
It's the only downside about doing a 5-year plan is that it costs us a little more upfront.
Other than that. The downside is that we put all these projects in them that we never use. That's the downside.
Well, yeah, but it also gets the towns thinking about it ahead of time, about what they need and what needs to get addressed within their municipalities. If we wait on an annual basis, sure, we'll get some that'll be like, oh yeah, this just popped up, can you fix this problem? But in order to encourage some engagement by the municipalities, I think having that five-year work plan where they have to be forced to sit down with staff and go through things about where your hotspots are, what are your problems, it would help to do that. To your point, yes, we rarely pull from that original plan and work with the exact project that was proposed. We have changed course.
Yeah, and but it's always the same thing. We're going for the hotspots. You know, all of a sudden something pops up.
Yeah.
Something becomes available that didn't become available before. And that's how we've been doing most of the
project. We have to have some base set of sites that we should be working on and planning. There has to be some, otherwise we're just churning. We're spending too much time doing the upfront design work on things that we can't get done in a year. I don't know.
But you're talking more. You're talking about $150,000 per plan.
I don't know. $100,000.
So we take the original two sets of plans that we did, go back and just take.
When you say two sets of plans, is that the FAB one or is that?
No. So we did one before. Westchester, I think, had one, and Putnam had one before this corporation was formed.
Yep.
And then we did one for years 6 through 11. Right? We take those two and we put them together and see what's, it hasn't fallen off, and we got a plan.
That's my intention.
And that's about as much work as we really need to put into any of this. Right?
That's
because
exactly
half of them are not going to go forward anyway.
Right. We'll pick the ones that we have already invested funds in that maybe just didn't flush out.
How much does it cost to do that? Can you work on this?
I threw out a number of 100 just so that it's covered. I don't think that it would touch 100. I think it would be less than that.
So is this stuff that you can't work on without separate funding? You can't
Yeah. I can't even talk about it right now. In fact, right now I'm Kevin Fitzpatrick, the guy.
He's got his fingers in his ears.
Not somebody representing the corporation. However, I would love to volunteer my time to help Kevin Fitzpatrick, the director of engineering. Not bad.
Yeah, well, if we have a separate funding source, then that problem goes away, right?
Yep.
Well, we're not going to get from the DEP, and...
No, I understand.
The low-hanging fruit right now is some electric...
...a request to the county,
so
to the municipalities and the county, right?
Yeah, the low-hanging fruit right now is either from some WQIP money the counties have, but that will take a fair amount of time. A CREST grant or a DASI grant will take a fair amount of time, and right now they only want you to build things, they don't want you to plan things. Easy money is going to the towns, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't need 100 grand, if he needs 50 grand, part of the problem that we have the same group of people here all the time. There's some towns that have no freaking clue what's going on. They're not involved, and they're getting the benefit of bubble compliance.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem going out. Again, I think if you come up with a realistic number,
listen, I would like to see. Like I said, I'll pump it out. You know, one of the problems we're all going to run into is this permit came out well after our budgets were done. So none of us have anything in our budgets to do this.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about that much. We have 15 towns. Right, 18, whatever the number is.
19,
I don't know what's changing.
I'm sorry. I'm yelling from back here. Could Harcum take the $2.3 million he's giving everybody $100,000 and let us use that CREST funding for...
There is a subtle issue with CREST funding in that they, right now, you have to do physical things. They want you to build something or...
Buy something.
Right, 2024 was at will do what you want with it.
With
you can, but I'm sure if you go out that way, you say give us 23 grand a year, 2024.
I got a whole sheet that says this is what you can do.
Right. Yeah, I got one too, but it was when we asked them the question, they were like, whatever you guys feel you want to do it. So I don't know if you take 10 grand or 5 grand.
Yeah.
put it into a kitty and solve the problem.
Well, so, 100 grand would solve all the problem.
Well, it's all, well, I don't think
we need 100 grand. He's saying that's a way top line. If there's 19, we're talking about 5 grand in the municipality. If there's, I don't know how Putnam County figures in, but Westchester's maybe it's 5 grand, so maybe Putnam County's a part of that. So however many we have, it's not a huge amount of money. But I'm a little concerned that we're waiting on everything and doing nothing, and sooner or later we're just going to run out of cash and something's going to slip another 6 months and we're going to be sitting here and not going to be able to pay salaries, we're not going to be able to do anything. So we need to accelerate things so that when we get the money, we can actually start projects. That's the thing that concerns me.
It's the bigger issue, not paying salaries.
So are you suggesting, a coalition letter to obtain funds for an internal plan recommendation?
I don't know what group you're talking about when you say, you're talking about East Hudson Consortium?
Coalition,
yeah. Coalition, yeah. We have the NWWC, and I'm sure you got one also. But yeah, I would think, if nothing else, everybody's ears are going to pop up and going to say, why the hell do you want money from me?
I think she's trying to take this out of the corporation business.
Yeah, possibly.
Right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? I know it's not that funny. Because we've been sitting here talking about it and doing nothing, quite frankly. We need to figure out
how. That's not it, Warren. I'm just trying to suggest that we take an action outside of the board meeting.
All right, so we need to go into executive session.
Well, maybe it's in Stutz and go to Tom Snow and say the DEC needs to give us 50 grand.
Okay, so let's table this for the moment. We need to go.
In fact, by the way, he's going to tell us that the WPIP is due the 31st, so we shouldn't apply. That's what he's going to tell us.
Great. Before we leave, I would just like to recognize Vinny Tamania, who has been with us from the inception of all this. This is his last meeting. He's been a real asset here. You're going to be tremendously missed. Best of luck in your coming adventure, I think, going forward. So, have a good day.
Where are you going?
Broward County, Florida.
So if the airport screws up, there's other some transportation error going on down there, you know who to call.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session.
To discuss a particular easement, thank you.
Recording stopped.